This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and Doug Steffen from the Institute for Higher Learning. And the Institute for Singing.
From the institution.
Yes, thank you. I just have gotten out. I'm all set, ready to go. You and I should sing the theme to the Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown. Can't you do that with me?
I've always wanted. That's one part of radio that I've never really done, and that is to be an accomplished jingle singer.
It's really funny how
radio jingles are so absolutely suspension of disbelief. I mean, who are these people jumping in and going, WABC, in the middle?
Radio Countdown.
Yeah, who talks like that? Who sings like that? And yet we accept it. It's such a silly part of radio tradition, and yet it is part of radio tradition. Jingles.
It is. Yeah.
You know?
Right. How about we had it? Wouldn't it be nice if the government had jingles? Here's President Don Trump.
That's not far from coming with the way the government has become a reality show. I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump changed "Hail to the Chief" to something.
Hail to the Trumpster! Here
hail
he comes.
To the Don, not "Hail to the Donald." But life has become one gigantic reality show. And I came to the realization the other day, as I was looking through all my old emails from the various political committees that send out pleas for help and for money, even in the recount era, we got to make sure that our guy gets recounted, blah, blah, blah. There is this whole culture in American legitimate politics, the Democratic Committee, the Republican Committee, all of these political action groups that appeal to people that are absolutely stupid. Because I get them. I guess they think I'm on the stupid list, or they just blast these emails out. They appeal to people who follow politics with the same mentality that some people watch soap operas and believe they're true. They, Donald Trump is aggravated tonight, it appeals to the most base level of sensationalism and drama. And I realize there are millions of people in this country who are hanging on the edge of their seats on this dumb level of hysteria and sensationalism following this crap. Mm-hmm. And being manipulated by both sides.
Yeah,
it's both sides, and it's a shame. This is
my friend Uri Geller loves the word synchronicity, and our conversation is appropriate because for lots of different reasons. But I posted on my own Facebook page yesterday. I probably should put it on the DJV site too. The following from George Carlin: governments don't want an intelligent population because people who can think critically can't be ruled. They want a public just smart enough to pay taxes, listen to this, and dumb enough to keep voting and electing corrupt politicians.
It's true.
It is true.
Now it's a truth that we can't get around. We can't have everybody be above average, or there'd be no such thing as math. I mean, if everybody was above average, then what's the average? I mean, it's like the saying: if you elect me, everybody in this country will live above the average cost of living. Income. You can't do that. The human bell curve is such that there are different strokes or different folks, different levels of accomplishment and intelligence. But it would be nice if we revamped the entire system where the bar was higher and our ethics were, shall we say, more ethical. that people didn't buy into the nonsense. And I think the thing that has marked this period of time more than any I can remember is the level of artificial hysteria that has been drummed up by both the government and its players and the media. And I think that that's the key to the problem of this period we're living in. Fake hysteria. Everything's fake. Yeah. Fake.
Remember when you first learned about falsies?
Yes, that came to mind.
Well, I don't know. It came to my mind. It came to your mind.
You threw me a curve on that one.
Fake. Okay. Yes, I've never been the same once I learned that.
No, it spoiled everything when you were a kid.
Ruined everything. It was almost as big a letdown as finding out there was no Santa Claus when I was 17.
What?
That's right.
What did you just say?
Oh, my gosh, this is a family show. I've just gone and ruined a lot of children's lives.
The Easter Bunny, you'll be talking about him next.
No way, that's sacred.
Or her.
Or it.
Huh?
I've always wondered, I have to be honest with you, I've always wondered, what's the relationship between the Easter Bunny and eggs? I've never figured that one out. When I was a kid, I used to wonder, do bunnies lay eggs? And I never quite understood the connection.
You know what it is? The farmer in me will explain for you right now, all right?
Okay.
Doug Steffen, American family farmer. Little pellets, a little poop that comes out of the rabbit look like eggs. They're smaller than eggs, but their poop looks just like an egg. It's a pellet. All right?
Then why don't we just create brightly colored pellets and be honest with children?
We probably should get to the list.
I think we've gone way off.
Don't you wish that this wasn't reservation?
Don't you wish this wasn't live and that we could just go back and do it over?
No, not at all. No. All right, the charts for the week of November 12th to the 16th. Michael Harris and the folks at Talkers Magazine are the ones responsible for doing the research, listening to the great talk radio programs and stations around the country for the top 10 stories and top 10 people. Have at it, Michael.
Okay, at number 10, we have the death of Marvel's comic legend Stan Lee, and we have National Football League action at 10. At number 9, Melania ousts Riccardelle and the Avenatti domestic assault arrest. At number 8, the Amazon headquarters. At number 7, the New York Times Facebook story, and it's tied with those terrible California wildfires. At number 6, the release of Michelle Obama's book. At number 5, the House Democratic leadership battle. At number 4, the migrant caravan and illegal immigration. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, the Florida recounts and Trump's voter fraud allegations. And number 1, the CNN White House lawsuit. On our people's survey, we have Stanley at 10, number 9, a tie between Jeff Bezos and Michael Avenatti. At number 8, Melania Trump and Mira Riccardelle. At number 7, Michelle Obama. At number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Robert Mueller and Matthew Whitaker. At number 3, Rick Scott and Bill Nelson. At number 2, Jim Acosta. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump.
All right, we'll dig around in the story department with Michael Harrison in a matter of moments here on the countdown. Right now, I want to help you lose weight going into the holiday season. You're conscious already of how you look. Maybe you've had an interesting fall. You haven't been working out as much. You haven't been conscious about what you've been eating. And so now you already are against it. You're up against the wall because you've gained weight. And here comes Thanksgiving. Then come the Christmas and holiday parties. Then comes Christmas. Then comes New Year's. And you're going to be a big fat tubby by the time this is all over if you don't take some precautionary steps that involve you going online to toploss.com for the healthiest way. And it's not me who's saying this, although I've used the program and I find it to be a very beneficial way for you to lose weight and keep your weight where you want it. Healthy choice for weight loss number 1 in the list is Calitren, Calotren. Been around for 30 years, proven to promote healthy body image, healthy body muscle, weight loss that continues. Once you get on the program, stay on it for 3 or 4 months, you'll maintain the weight that you want once you get there. You're not going to have success overnight. It just won't because anything that's good isn't going to happen overnight. Yeah, you can go to the where do they go, lipo, get all the fat sucked out of your belly, and then 2 months later it comes back again. That's not how it works with Calitrin. With Calitrin, the number one ingredient is protein. The protein in collagen, which is why you build the muscle, lose the fat, and lose the weight. Okay, you want to stimulate your body the right way to produce more collagen and keep your body where it is, then you want Calitrin, and you get it at TopLoss.com. Use the DJV code, you'll get 10% off on all of the merchandise you buy, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Be sure to check the box for DJV to have the special deal and lose the weight. Get Calitrin at TopLoss.com.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm going to tell you a story about how the drug war in Mexico began.
And who was boss?
Only on Netflix.
Miguel Felix Gallardo.
Drug kingpin of Guadalajara.
We take out Felix, we cripple the Mexican drug trade.
Witness the birth of Mexico's drug war.
Got to take down the ones calling the shots.
It's time to take the gloves off.
Gallardo crosses the DEA for the last time tonight.
Narcos Mexico, now streaming on Netflix.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. Rules are changing. Everyone's scrambling to be the next flavor of the month. But at Ford, we don't measure in months. We've been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah, it's what we do every day. It's also what's led us to build the world's first affordable car, the most beloved pickup truck on the road, the iconic American sports car, and the SUV most people think of when they think of an SUV. We know America was built on the backs of families like ours, so we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use a little more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Build Ford proud.
All right, let's get to the number one story for a moment here. The idea that CNN can sue the White House. Jim Acosta, number two on the people list this week. The suit's number one. I don't know who they're suing. Do you? Who's getting sued, and what's the basis for the suit?
I think they're suing Trump, and I think they're suing...
Personally.
I think they're suing him and some of his associates. The basis of the suit is that it's a major infringement on First Amendment rights and freedom of the press.
Really?
And,
are you buying that, or do you... Trump says, we don't have to have a press corps. And he said, I could throw you all out. Well, you don't have a right to be here unless I want you to be here. I could see him doing that, too, can't you?
No.
I could see him closing the room.
Oh, if he closed the room, I could see him doing it.
Yeah.
I could see him doing it. But if he did it, I think that it would be a terrible step toward fascism. I think it would be a terrible, terrible display of presidential power. And it would be a terrible, terrible sign of the times. In other words, there are certain things within our system that have proven to be really part of what it is to be fundamentally American. And the First Amendment is not to be messed with. So my natural instinct is to take the side of CNN and the press, regardless of who the president is and what the... My main purpose in being in the marketplace of ideas is the First Amendment and freedom of the press, mm-hmm. freedom of the media. And this is worth, after the break, you and I talking about further.
We'll do that. 21 after the hour. By the way, listener Matthew Johnson says the reason eggs are used is it's a fertility symbol, the eggs for Easter.
Oh.
All right. Fix that right up. Huh. 21 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal...
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 and change at the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, actually, with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. The continuation of the focus on freedom of the press. There are a couple of different amendments that have come into play here. I wasn't saying that I approved of the thought that Trump would do it. I was just saying that I could see Trump doing it, pulling a stunt like that. Just close the door and lock it. Don't let him in.
Well, he started that by taking away the guy's press credentials for his questions. Mm-hmm. You see, if somebody comes and disrupts the place physically, then, of course, you know, we're dealing with the decorum, we're dealing with the rights of other reporters, we're dealing with it. But Acosta was just guilty, if he's guilty at all, of being really, really pushy, really, really make Trump uncomfortable. And Trump needs to learn how to deal with these kinds of situations without just bringing out a hammer and hitting a guy over the head. What Trump doesn't get, in a way maybe he does get it, but he doesn't use it right, is that he is individually the most concentrated unit of power in the world, or at least in our world, and that there's a thing called symmetry when you're in battle, that if one army or one player is so much stronger than the other, there has to be some type of an equalizing factor, or it seems unfair, and it goes against public relations. This is in warfare. This is in everything. If your response is not suitable to the attack that you're facing, you wind up being guilty. And Trump doesn't seem to realize that he is so powerful that he has to learn a certain level of diplomacy in dealing with people that tick him off. And he doesn't get that. And that's what this is really about. He could have handled Acosta better. But he responds at the press conferences not only shutting people down, but insulting them on a level that is not fitting the President of the United States at a press conference. You should see press conferences and these type of encounters in other countries like England and other Western countries. Wow. I'm talking about. They're wild. The American press, if anything, is too deferential to power. I think it's crazy. These people are dangerous, and the press is there to keep them in check.
Well, but do they do it in a fair and square way? The press is there to keep them in check. According to whom? Whose values does the press represent? Is everybody there in the press room?
If you start to take the side, if you start to sympathize with the people in power over the reporters, you're heading down a real bad slippery slope. I'm telling you.
I'm asking the question.
Yeah, but I mean, when I say you, I mean the general you.
I get it. Yeah.
In the short term, Costa was being rude, or he wouldn't see the
jerk.
Floor.
He's out for himself.
But to say, I don't like your questions, I don't like your conduct, your pass is revoked. To bring into the game that the president can get rid of you if he doesn't like your questions is the key to the issue, not whether Acosta was too aggressive or
Trumpism. Do you think he actually thinks consciously about his decisions like that? Do you think Trump actually goes through a thought process, or it's just, next?
I think he goes through the wrong thought. I think he's very thought out. I think he's extremely thought out, and it's the wrong thought process for a president. Mm-hmm. It's a great thought process for a mob boss. It's a great thought process for a mogul. But it's a bad thought process for the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Straight from the mind and the mouth of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com, along with a list of the stories and the people every week. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Trade Pros, Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the death toll rises in Northern California from the Camp wildfire, some residents are claiming that the utility PG&E is the cause of the fire. This man says,
"What they've done is committed murder."
It's important to note the cause of the fire has not yet been determined. However, PG&E did say on Tuesday that it experienced an outage on one of its transmission lines in that vicinity just 15 minutes before the campfire is believed to have broken out.
They could have avoided this, but they didn't.
63 people confirmed dead from that fire, but the list of missing has soared to over 630. North Korea is deporting a U.S. citizen it claims has been working for the CIA there. North Korean state-run news saying Bruce Byron Lawrence entered illegally from China 1 month ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Your access is always granted here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here reviewing the hot stories. Every once in a while, we get off of the beaten path just a little bit. And because I think that this may make it into the top 10 next week, depending what happens, this is over the weekend of the 16th, 17th, 18th of November, people listen to this program, and it appears that Julian Assange may have found a banana to slip on, or a banana peel. Apparently the Department of Justice is trying to get him. I guess my question would be, why, after all this time, what? Why do we spend all this time and money? Do you ever think about that when you write your check to the IRS, Michael? What are they going to do? How are they going to waste my money? And in my mind, this is the kind of thing. And I think we could go through a couple of different things in the story column today of money being wasted. I think that that whole business of the investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation, going on for months and months and months and months, complete waste of money. I don't want my money being spent that way, but we don't have the ability to stop how people decide to use our money. In this case, what do you think about Julian Assange and whether or not he ought to be brought back here to try to extradite him?
Well, I don't know the answer to the question, but I do know in you know, because I'm not totally sure of the legal issues involved in what he did. Mm. But if the government believes that somebody was engaged in espionage or treason or revealing information that would help the enemies of the country, I can understand why it would mount a never-ending effort to bring that person to justice and to get them. I don't know whether or not we can have a legal system. I'm talking now generally. I'm not talking specifically about the merits of Assange's case. But I don't know if we can have a system where, all right, the guy's got away. Let's not waste any money on it. What's a bank robbery from 3 years ago? Let's close the case. I don't know if it works that way. And that's basically what you're suggesting.
I'm saying after
subjective.
A while, I don't know that he was all, what he did was all that serious. In my own view, it's kind of like the woman who was a man, she was charged with leaking stuff to Snowden that he made public. I forget what her name is. They let her out of jail, though, recently. What the heck was her name? Not important. Manning, that's it, right. Yeah. So I maintain, and I still maintain about Snowden, that he did us a favor. That we needed to know the stuff, and it just embarrassed a lot of people, and they can use the muscle of the government to go chase them around. I don't know whether that's true with Assange, because the charges against him have been so confusing. You know, did he rape a girl? I mean, what are they going after?
Perhaps that should come out in court. Perhaps, but as long as he is a subject of an investigation and he's been indicted or found to be suspicious, of some type of a crime of a high treason crime of espionage, I think that they certainly should follow through. Then I think he should get a fair trial, and it should all come out. Whether that'll happen or not is another issue. But it's all part of, are we a nation or are we not? And how do we handle secrets in the digital age? What do we do with a WikiLeaks? Where is that boundary?
That constitutes news, doesn't it? What he did, doesn't that constitute news and the public has a right to know? You were talking about the First Amendment earlier.
I think it does. I think these are issues of the First Amendment in the digital era. And I've told you many times that I believe that one of the biggest problems facing society going forward in this era is the loss of privacy. Even the government can't maintain privacy. Even the government can't maintain that thing called top secret. We can't maintain our borders and we can't maintain our secrets. This is a broader issue than just reacting to it with force. This is something that requires some deep thinking and reevaluation of how we go forward in this new era, because you can't put the genie back in the bottle. This is not going to change. It's going to get more and more profound how little privacy anybody has, from you and me to the President of the United States to our government secrets to the systems that can easily be hacked, and the constant battle for cyber information between nations, between companies. This is the major issue of our time, with dirty water and the fact that the average person is on the verge of a nervous breakdown because of the stress of never getting away from work.
It's pretty amazing. It really is. And it's because of social media, in part or in full, the technology of the devices and the social media, that's part of the connective tissue.
Yes.
Excuse me, of our society. Now, so let's go one step further. The number 7 item on the story list this week at Talkers magazine, talkers.com, focuses on Facebook. Zuckerberg says, after reading the New York Times report that is the subject of the number 7 issue here, that he didn't know the connection with Soros and whether he bought time. And he says he only learned about it earlier in the week. But the woman who runs, is the COO of Facebook, said the report was simply untrue. Well, it appeared on Facebook. Fake news. What is it? What do we call that stuff? And the Republican PR firm that bought the space to do the job on George Soros. I mean, there's plenty of dirt on Soros. You can, you know, you can have your fun with him if you want to, but there we are, back again. What's news? What isn't? What's true?
Well, Facebook,
what can you buy?
Facebook is a behemoth. Facebook is a giant, you know, it's King Kong. It's a monster. It's set loose on the city. It has all kinds of wonderful aspects to it, but it's dangerous as hell. It's unregulated. It's unaccountable. It operates in mystery. It has its own culture. Most of its customers are addicted to it. Mm-hmm. And it is part of that dangerous syndrome I've been talking about the loss of privacy and the vulnerability to be manipulated psychologically and informationally.
Vulnerability. What a great word that is.
We're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And we trade.
But we make our choices. Didn't we choose to be vulnerable?
We choose to be vulnerable based upon the fact that the conveniences of modern society will be denied to us if we don't make ourselves vulnerable.
Right.
We will no longer be able to function in this society if we don't hand over a certain amount of individuality and protection. So you're caught between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything about today's society is trusting people that you don't know, and everything else about our society is you can't trust anybody because there seems to be no universally accepted principles and ethics anymore. So yeah, we're all vulnerable, and all this business about, you know, well, take this and do that and whatever to protect your identity, and you can't do anything to protect your identity anymore. That is like, you know, putting your finger in the hole of the dam. It's just not possible. We're all vulnerable. We're exposed. We're videotaped. We're recorded. We're surveyed, and we do it willingly because the conveniences that come with playing the games of our lives, whether it's business or personal, in this new society, we can't live without it. This is a major turning point in the history of the human race. And that's what's really going on right now.
That's pretty profound.
I believe it. I believe it.
I know
it.
You do.
We're rewiring our nervous system. And if you rewire our nervous system, back to a word you said before, you said connectivity, the connective tissue. We're going from being connected to being entangled. We're not even connected. We are merging into one pulsating hive of consciousness and in each other's face, in each other's brains, in each other's lives on a level that you can't escape. And we've never faced that before in recorded human history.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think it's very true. All of what you said, I would agree with. In a moment, we'll address the number 5 person on the people list. My bet, well, I'm not sure I'll make a bet out of this, but I'm going to suggest that perhaps next week, instead of Nancy Pelosi being in that list of the top 10 people being discussed, it could be Marcia Fudge. We'll tell you why and talk about it in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug and Michael with a focus now about how important it is for you to get proper nutrition every single day. Expensive buying all those organic fruits and vegetables, right? You want to do the right thing. You want to follow your doctor's orders or instructions or suggestions to eat all those fruits and vegetables every day. But you probably don't, because you probably can't. It's so easy now. Along comes Texas Superfood Complete Organic, which delivers on the promise of giving you not only 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, but 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables in every single capsule and every teaspoon of the powder that comes. If you decide to get it in a powdered form or in the capsule, you get it. You do great things to enhance your immune system. This time of year, that's so important. All year long, it's important. But more now, because of the colds and the flu, you want to have a strong immune system. And you get it by putting all of these great fruits and vegetables that are organic. No pollution, no bad stuff, no animal byproducts, nothing, no additives of any kind. It's all pure organic fruit and vegetables in Texas Superfood Complete Organic, which you get by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Order your Texas Superfood Complete Organic. You'll get you'll not only get the capsules, but you'll also get the powdered probiotics that you take with them in your smoothie or however you put this stuff into your body. Fabulous things. Check out all of the nutritional products. Order Texas Superfood Complete Organic at texassuperfood.com/Doug.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The Geek Out.
We've been hearing about foldable phones lately, but now Samsung has actually showed off their version. The proposed value of a folding phone is the ability to have a typically smaller smartphone screen, but when you open it, like unfolding a piece of paper, a screen that becomes double the size. Basically two devices, a phone and tablet in one small package. And while bendable and folding displays have previously been demoed, when one of the biggest manufacturers walks out on stage and shows off a concept like this, you assume an actual consumer product is not that far behind. Of course, this means Google's also going to have to create support for a folding screen. But in the meantime, if you'd like to see Samsung's folding screen phone, we've posted links to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, so Nancy Pelosi, Michael, is number 5 this week on the people list.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested that Marsha Fudge may replace her on the list because she may replace her, in fact, for House Speaker. There is a lot of unrest around Nancy Pelosi and whether or not she gets to be the Speaker of the House. A lot of people don't think she ought to be there. What do you think?
I think that you're right. A lot of people don't think she ought to be there. I personally don't care.
Okay. Right, so then let's talk about...
in other words, it doesn't. I don't have a horse in that race. I follow it.
Okay.
If it's Fudge, it'll be Fudge. If it's Pelosi, it's Pelosi. Either way, the world will keep spinning and we'll move on.
The Michael Harrison MH interview at MHinterview.com this week. You interview one of the most interesting characters that's been on the radio for a long time, John Melendez. So if people don't know that name, please help us understand who John Melendez is.
He was Stuttering John for 15 years with Howard Stern, the guy that went out and asked celebrities very embarrassing personal questions about the bodily functions and all kinds of things.
Does he really stutter?
Yeah, he is a stutterer. Then he wound up getting a job as the announcer and a writer on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He did that for 10 years. He didn't stutter when he announced because it's a, tonight on the Tonight Show with Jay. It's a performance that goes through a different circuit in the brain than just talking.
Right.
And now he has a book out, and he does different... He's an interesting guy. It's MHinterview.com. Stuttering John is my guest, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. I think you get... who doesn't remember the days when he was on the street for Howard Stern?
Oh, yeah.
And what's their relationship now?
Bad relationship.
Really?
Stern won't let him in. He says very bad things about Stern in the interview. He says very bad things about Leno. Yeah, it's good gossip. Check it out.
All right, MHinterview.com. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, this week's Talk Radio Top 10. And now we have the pleasure of having Professor, yes, the esteemed Professor. Professor, remember Professor Rick Corey? Do you remember him?
Irwin Corey. The world's foremost expert.
Right.
He was wonderful.
He was fabulous. Absolutely great stuff. All right, so Stephen J.J. Wiseman is just like Professor Corey. He's got his tails on, ready to work, ready to go. The recounts in Florida. How can this fiasco be legal? I was talking earlier about I've been going back and forth to Palm Beach County pretty much all of my adult life, started in the 60s. I remember working there in the 80s. I remember voting there over several periods of time. The mess that they have now has been a mess there for decades. And it's the same people who are the culprits. How in the hell do they get away with this, legally or any other way?
You know, frankly, I'm a little bit baffled myself because there's nothing new about the kind of problems that they're having. And then you have in the recounts, a couple of counties just not even recounting, just submitting the same data. I truly am baffled because you would think the public would demand it. You would think there would be some lawsuits, even for an old kind of lawsuit that you never even hear anymore, which is a writ of mandamus. You would love this, Doug, because what it is, it's a complaint that any citizen can make for a public servant to do their job. And there's no excuse for the kind of irregularities that have and vulnerabilities that continue to go on in, as you say, often the same parts of Florida.
It's Palm Beach County and Broward County.
Broward.
Those two counties. Yeah.
Continually.
Yeah.
It's someone there has got to have, you know, to go back to Wizard of Oz, a little bit of a brain.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
A little bit of a brain. That's the underscore. Okay. Let's get to the situation with the New York Times and George Soros story from Facebook. Does he sue? Can he sue Facebook? What's the, are they trying to run and hide, or what happens under the claims that were in the claim is from the New York Times article, in case you haven't heard it, that the Republican, some Republican operative paid to dump on Soros. I think that's, if you get to the bottom line, that's it, right?
Yeah, essentially. Well, you know, whether they're right or not, you go back to the seminal case, which is New York Times versus Sullivan, and this had to do, it came out of the civil rights era, in which the New York Times actually was even an advertisement to raise money for Dr. Martin Luther King, and there were some minor irregularities in mentioning about some horrible things being done by some of the police in Alabama, and one individual wasn't even by name, but he was a city councilman, sued, and with a home court got a huge judgment against the Times for that mistake under defamation. The Supreme Court of Alabama upheld it, but then it went to the United States Supreme Court, and they changed the law unanimously and said, we need a free press, we certainly need it now, and that the media, the press, will only be held responsible if they purposely lie or have a reckless disregard for the truth, and those standards are high to meet. So we'll see what happens, if there will be a suit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up, everybody's favorite punching bag, Mr. Avenatti, gets himself into the slammer. Here's a guy who is, he reminds me of a few politicians I know. You never want to get in the way of him if there's a camera around, because he'll knock you over. So he gets his just dessert, some people think. So what happened? What did he get arrested for, and what happens now to a guy like this?
He got arrested for domestic abuse, and he's out on bail. He claims that this is all set up. I mean, who knows at this
point? By whom?
At this point, anything is possible, but if indeed he is found to be guilty of domestic abuse, he also will be found in the public's eye to have been lying to them, and I think it could probably be the end of his career. On the other hand, if he can show that these were, no puns intended, trumped-up charges, he would be in even a stronger position. So we shall see.
Yeah. And the wildfires in California, legal suits against PG&E, for not doing what they were told to do on any number of occasions. Last year's fire, this year's fire, the state of California, because they refused to clean up the old brush that is the fuel for the fire. What do we do about that?
They'll have to find a true causation and causability and link in there, and that's the only way they'll be successful.
Michael.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.